Did you know there are more homeless dogs than homeless people? I bet you didn't know only 1 in 10 dogs actually have a permanent home. Every day, hundreds of dogs are being abandoned, abused, or killed. This is the time to act. I know one person can't save every dog, but let's start with everyone saving one dog.
About a year ago, my mama was a stray like me. Where she is now, I don't know. I've been chased and I've been yelled at. I've lived most my life in fear. But you can call me lucky since I wound up here. Choose me. I'm a good dog, I don't bite. And I'd love to fall asleep beside your bed every night.
The real question is, who are you today, right now? Good afternoon, this is Francesca Reichter, live with you on Blog Talk Radio. How many of you out there own a dog? How many of you wish you owned a dog? What many people don't realize is, for you, a dog is only there a part of your life. But for the dog, you are there their whole life. I know dogs can be a lot of work, and messy, and loud. But so were we when we were younger. I know what you were thinking. How can I compare a human being to a dog? Well, how about this? A dog is a living, breathing animal. They have feelings just like we do. They know when they do something wrong. They know when you are upset, and they know how to make you smile. They are basically just like children, but walk on four legs and don't speak our language. But does that make them any less than us? I guess that is an argument you will have to decide for yourself. But for me, I believe in animal equality.
Dogs have the same right to life that we have. They belong in this world with us, and we need to accept that. Many people try to fight it, but we can't anymore. It's just harming them, and ultimately harming us. We are meant to flourish the earth, and instead, what are we doing? Let's save those dogs who are abused, who are neglected, who are abandoned. Let's give them a place to call home. Animals, specifically puppies, are very smart, whether we like to admit it or not. Dogs can learn to do many tricks on command. For example, they can sit, stay, lay down, roll over, come when you call them, and so much more. My dogs know how to give hugs and come cuddle when I'm feeling down. That's what having dogs is all about. Having someone there when you need them. A dog will never judge you for being upset, but they will always be there to cheer you up. Dogs are there for the ups and downs.
You stay here right beside me, watch as a storm blows through, and I need you.
I own two dogs, the cutest two dogs in the world. My unbiased opinion, of course. Personally, I couldn't imagine walking into my house and not seeing them there, wagging their tails, and running to give me kisses. That's why I don't understand animal abuse and neglect. We need to put a stop to this horrible idea of people thinking they can be mean to animals. Think about it this way. How many stories have you heard of dogs dying to save their owner? Dogs love their owners more than they will ever know. We are all they know, and for some reason, people don't mind throwing them out on the street and leaving them there to die. We are going to change that, one step at a time. Today, let's inform others of the horrible things people do to dogs they don't want anymore. When someone doesn't want their dog anymore, they either let it free to live on the streets or send it to the pound. At the pound, or as we like to call them, animal shelters, If the dogs don't get adopted after a few weeks, they are euthanized. And did you know young puppies are often euthanized before even given a chance for adoption because they can be too much work? It gets worse. Animals can be abused before being dropped off at the animal shelters, so they fear people. It's terrible what people do to animals because they are bigger and stronger. And on the street, the dogs are forced to figure out their own way around in their own life. No place to sleep, no place to stay warm, and no one to tell them where to go. What kind of world is that for a dog? I'd say a pretty cool one. So what can we do to stop this? For one, we can stop by our nearest animal shelter and adopt a puppy, if you haven't already. Another idea, you could volunteer to help out in animal hospitals or animal shelters to give special care and attention to those dogs who certainly need it. And we can make donations to those people adopting and or fostering puppies. Send them items like old collars, leashes, and cages. You could also buy them some supply of dog food, treats, and toys. Anything you can donate to them to make a difference in the dog's lives. Anyone who owns a dog knows it's not cheap buying all the supplies and keeping them clean, vaccinated, healthy. It's especially not cheap when you're doing it for more than three dogs. So whatever ways you can help, help. Try to do something to help make a difference in the lives of those puppies who put a smile on your face when no one else can. So many people out here in this world. Imagine if we all just saved one dog's life. Whether we do it through donations or adoption, we all have the ability to make a difference. The question is, do we have the courage? I guess we will find out. Today, right now, I'm going to collect my unused dog supplies and donate them to somebody who is saving a bunch of dogs. I hope you do something too. Even if it's just sharing this message with one of your friends. Maybe if we pass it on enough, we will convince enough people to start doing something to help these poor animals. Nobody deserves to be treated the way these dogs are. Let's be there for them. Let's be those dogs' voices. And hashtag save the puppies. Thank you for listening to today's show. Follow me on Twitter at IMG Radio Show. That's at IMG Radio Show. Also, like my page on Facebook, Inspiring My Generation. Until next week, save the puppies.